Thy mercy, my God, is the theme of
welcome, friends, to another broadcast of Morsels for Zion's Poor.
Back in the olden times, as I was growing up, listening to the music of the day was done by turning on the radio or using a device called a record player. Upon this antiquated piece of machinery was placed a round piece of vinyl, which was called a record. The value of this record was not in the plastic, which probably only cost a few cents to produce, but rather in the music which was embedded in its grooves. The scriptures speak of a record which is of much greater delight to the sons of God than any sound which could be produced by any of man's devices or technology. This is an ancient record which actually predates the dawn of time and the creation of the world. It is a very simple and straightforward record, which is at one and the same time the most profound truth which men have ever been privileged to hear. The Greek word, which is translated as record, occurs 37 times in the New Testament. It simply means the evidence given, a witness, a testimony, or a trustworthy report. This record is not new, since the saints in all ages have relied upon it, even those who could only dimly see the unfolding of that testimony. Hebrews chapter 11 is devoted to chronicling their reliance upon that record. These all died in faith, not having received the promises, but having seen them afar off, and were persuaded of them and embraced them and confessed that they were strangers and pilgrims in the earth. The chapter then concludes with this, "And these all, having obtained a good report through faith, received not the promise, God having provided some better thing for us, that they without us should not be made perfect." It is impossible to overstate the great privilege that has been bestowed upon the saints here and now in the end of the world, in being given eyes to see with clear vision the manifestation of the redemptive work of Christ. Though we yet see through a glass darkly, we behold him who is the Savior of sinners, and all questions which have arisen over the years concerning this report are now fully answered in this declaration given by John. "And this is the record that God hath given to us eternal life, and this life is in his Son." We believe this testimony because we have this witness in ourselves. We have this witness because it has pleased the Lord to give us the kingdom, and he has sent him to be our comforter and guide into all truth. Those who are the called according to his purpose cannot fail to believe. Peter confessed this when he said, "Lord, to whom shall we go? Thou hast the words of eternal life. And we believe and are sure that thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God." Faith is the gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. The Spirit of God glorifies the Son of God. "Howbeit, when he, the Spirit of truth, is come, he will guide you into all truth. For he shall not speak of himself. But whatsoever he shall hear, that shall he speak, and he will show you things to come. He shall glorify me, for he shall receive of mine, and shall show it unto you." Thus he shall only declare this record that John most blessedly recounts. To preach anything other than Jesus Christ and him crucified is to deny that record which says God hath given to us eternal life. The only source of life in the universe is he who is the life. He is the Word. And the Word was made flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld his glory. The glory is of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. His primary purpose in dwelling among men in the flesh and blood was to lay down his life as an atonement for the sins of those whom he has loved. "And thou shalt call his name Jesus, for he shall save his people from their sins." John the Baptizer testified of his coming among men, but he was not enabled to see the work which he was to perform in all of its fullness. The fullness of understanding of that which Christ came to perform can only be seen by those who are witnesses of his resurrection. This resurrection testifies that he has triumphed over the foes of his people, making a show of them openly. Christ, that one who is glorious in his apparel, traveling in the greatness of his strength, "I that speak in righteousness, mighty to save." Those who do not worship this one who has laid down his life for his sheep spit in the face of God and say that he is a liar, for they believe not the record which he has given. They shall perish in their sin, having no life except that which must return to the dust. "And when I saw him, I fell at his feet as dead. And he laid his right hand upon me, saying unto me, Fear not, I am the first and the last. I am he that liveth and was dead. And behold, I am alive forevermore. Amen, and have the keys of hell and death." This is the record.
For a free CD containing 15 of these radio broadcasts, send an email to forthepoor@windstream.net.